I didn't buy that. Neither did Lady or the old man. We were confident that Mugabe had left somebody behind. Croker once told me, "Watch out for somebody to start pointing fingers. That'll be the traitor." A third man was the Prabindradra, the ruling prince of Taglios. He was about as nondescript for a Taglian as a man could be and still be breathing. He put in the last 4 years learning the arts of war. He commanded a full division now, the right wing of the field army. Lady and the old man took pains to entangle him deeply in their war machine, so he had a personal stake to maintain there. The last man was the improbable Willow Swan. When I focused on him, Smoke became agitated, which proved to me Smoke's self was partially aware on some plane. He and Swan had gotten on like rats and mice. These days, Swan's the captain of the Royal Guards detachment assigned to Dijigore. Swan wears his corn silk hair longer than Lady does her shoulder-length black hair. Sometimes Willow braids his, but at the moment it was pulled back into a ponytail. Lady's hair was back in a tail, too. Usually she lets it hang free. She did keep it combed and clean when she could. A soldier by accident, Swan didn't want to be a hero. His guards existed outside the army and functioned mainly as military police. He and they owed their allegiance directly to the prince and his sister. Lady said, "Howler has quit attacking outposts." "You said he ain't stupid," Swan replied. "I got too close when I missed him. That scared him off for good." One of the Gnar observed, "Our raids must trouble them." "They trouble me, I see, and I authorized them." Lady shivered momentarily.
"They are effective."
"Beyond a doubt." The prince asked, "But would the Liberator approve?" Lady's smile revealed glistening white teeth that were almost too perfect. She had mastered the cosmetic sorceries early. "He doesn't approve. Definitely. But he won't interfere. I'm the one who is here, and I'm relying on my own experience." The prince asked, "Will Long Shadow unleash Mugabe?" The Gnar brigadiers tensed. Mugabe shamed them greatly. By letting pride and vanity seduce him away from the ancient ideals of the Gnar. Not to mention, he was going to be blue-assed hell in a fight. Swan asked, "You take any prisoners down there?"
"Yes."
"And what they knew would fit into a thimble with room left for a stork's nest. Nobody responsible down there ever sits around the campfire swapping secrets with the troops." Swan stared at her while her gaze was directed elsewhere. He saw a woman 5.5 feet tall, blue-eyed, 110 perfectly arranged pounds. She was big for this part of the world. She looked like she might turn 20.